Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
2 years ago at the masquerade ball, I tried to tell you I loved you.
You loved me?
I hope I'm not interrupting.
We are so hard on you because we want you to challenge yourself to be your own person.
How exactly did you get Graham to ditch Jenny for Kira?
I told Graham that what happens at Camp Swiss doesn't stay at Camp Swiss. It's about who you've become.
I liked you because you were different from everyone else. I'm sorry, Eric, but it's over.
You were looking at Vanessa like, never looked at me.
You were the one that needed to kiss her again, to realize for yourself that your feelings for her are real.
My wife isn't who I thought she was, and neither's my marriage. I don't know anything anymore. I just know I don't want to be alone.
You were looking for your father?
Yeah, and I found him, too, but he didn't want to see me.
Where is she? And who am I? That's not the secret I'll ever tell. You know you love me.
Thanksgiving began when the pilgrims and Indians came together to share the bountiful harvest.
Okay, I've got the stuffing. And Jenny, you have the sweet potatoes as usual. Eric, what's your tradition?
I don't think we Vanderwoodsons have any Thanksgiving traditions.
Serena apologizes, but she won't be able to make it tomorrow.
I stand corrected.
She has to work on Thanksgiving?
Well, Tripp has his staff volunteering at a soup kitchen. And with Scott and his parents at the Cape and my mother still unable to travel, it looks like it's just going to be us and Daniel. Would you mind if I just walked down to Grace's and ordered one of their turkey dinners so we don't have to cook?
Actually, Lily, Dad was just...
thinking the same thing. Keep it small, hassle-free.
Thank you.
Sorry, Rufus, but you can't really blame her. Our Thanksgivings tend to end with French fries at a diner and someone having been in a mental institution.
Yeah, but why don't we show her that this Thanksgiving's going to be different?
Well, there's nothing we can do about Serena, but I can set up a video chat on my netbook and give Grandma a place to take
me. Cece, you've been unplugged. That's perfect. Let's go give it a test run.
Hey, why don't you invite Jonathan?
Jonathan and I aren't really happening anymore.
What? Since when?
A while now.
Well, what happened?
Let's not talk about it.
On the Upper East Side, that tradition is upheld with a bountiful harvest of secrets, lies, and scandals.
Good afternoon, Congressman. I have the press schedule you asked for. So did you talk to Maureen yet?
Last night. She wasn't too happy about it, but she agreed to the divorce. Maureen's coming into town so our people can write a joint statement explaining the split. Of course, the public won't get the real reason.
And the real reason is... I'm sorry, I just need to hear that you're not leaving her because of me.
Maureen orchestrated a fraud to win the election. If you walked away right now, my decision wouldn't change. But I hope you won't.
I have to. You're married, and as long as you are, we can't do this.
Serena, could our self-imposed exile start after tomorrow? I can't bear the thought of spending Thanksgiving alone.
Well, I had a feeling you might say that, so I already told my mom that you're making me work at the soup kitchen all day. But this means pay-per-view movies and room service in my hotel, and that's it. I'll be good.
It's 8 hours. It's a record. You haven't mentioned Selena once.
Well, for much of that time, I was asleep. But since you're asking, I decided I'm putting her out of my mind. Besides, I have a far more cunning and deceptive adversary to deal with.
When does your mother land again?
20 minutes. Flying in from Paris to escort me back? How dumb does she think I am? She has some bomb she wants to drop on me in a controlled environment surrounded by air marshals and French people.
Amazing. The holiday paranoia truly knows no bounds.
Precedence is not paranoia. When I called Daddy last night and started asking him questions, he climbed up faster than Rihanna. I need to find out my mother's secret before boarding that plane. Oh, I didn't know the Empire had hourly rates.
Your stay home is not in for yourself.
One Vanderbilt isn't enough.
I'm not having an affair with Tripp, and since you're going to find out anyway, he's leaving his wife, and it's not for me.
Then what are you exactly, an 18-year-old blonde coincidence? Call me in 6 months when he meets his next coincidence. That is, if he even leaves his wife, which I highly doubt.
I told you it'd end badly. Threesomes, man, don't believe the hype.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Olivia said she was leaving because she thought... that I had feelings for Vanessa.
Do you?
How would I even know?
How did Olivia know?
Well, she said she saw a look on my face.
Wait, do you mean during? Oh, if this is not your next story for the New Yorker, I'm sending it out to an entirely different magazine.
Oh, thank you. That really helps.
Oh, relax. Chances are you're right. It's just the threesome talking.
Exactly.
Yes. Say more things like that.
Because, I mean, this is just a phase.
Okay. All right. This is good.
So you around for Thanksgiving?
No. Actually, I've been going through some mixed feelings for someone as well, so
call my grandfather, and I think I'm going to head out to the estate and
try and patch things up.
All right, we'll tell him I said hello, and...
But thanks to last year's The Longest Yard, my knee can now predict the weather.
Will do, man. Peace.
Hey, want to go for a walk? Hi. Sorry, I got in a huge fight with my mom, and I didn't sign the form to stay in the dorm over break. So, can I crash with you for a while? What's with the face?
Oh, no. No, this is my my surprised happy face. Make yourself at home.
Lily told us you still weren't well enough to travel, so we thought video chat would be a great way to have you at Thanksgiving tomorrow.
I'm fine. Well, Lily told me you weren't doing anything for Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, we're not doing anything major, but I'm sure after everything you've been through, she didn't want to make you feel obligated.
Oh, how thoughtful. I'd love to be there in person, but let's keep it as a surprise, shall we? See you soon.
Hello, is the word you're looking for?
I am Times Square. I'm not talking with Vanya. And now he not stop calling. And texting. And tweeting. And writing on wall.
Milo Tribby? That's my mother's estate attorney. Please approve all changes and return immediately. She's changing her will. I knew there was a secret.
Darling, I'm home.
Mother!
Is that for me?
Yes. Why don't we open it now?
Put tea first. I have the most amazing Lapsang Souchong from Mariage Prayer.
Come on, Srini. You go off a trip after leaving me in a bar, and then I hear through the Vanderbilt grapevine that Tripp's asking Maureen for a divorce. You expect me to believe that nothing happened?
It was one kiss, and it was a huge mistake that I don't intend on repeating. I promise.
What?
Can I call you back?
I have to cancel on tomorrow.
Maureen was a mess when she got here.
She kept asking if something else was going on. She wants to have Thanksgiving together.
I have to go. Sorry. Hey, do you have plans for Thanksgiving? I know it's last minute.
No, I don't, actually.
Well, how about 3 o'clock at my mom's? And please bring something stronger than Rufus's cider.
Oh, nice coat.
Oh, you too. Oh, my God.
Maureen! Oh, I am so glad to see you. How is D.C.?
So much to get ready, but Tripp insisted we spend holidays here.
Speaking of, I'd love to know why he has my daughter working on Thanksgiving. She says she's volunteering in a soup kitchen with him. I've never seen her work these kinds of hours. Is it always like this with him?
No, his schedule's been especially busy these past few weeks.
This is probably an overstep, but do you think you could convince him to spend part of your Thanksgiving with us? You know, force my daughter to have a little family time?
Uh-oh. Looks like someone's small Thanksgiving might just have a big problem.
Yes. Yes, we'd love to come.
Great.
May the Lord make us truly thankful for what we are about to receive.
Then she starts lecturing the poor cashier that Thanksgiving is nothing more than a corporate agenda of the food industry masquerading as family sentiment.
Oh, you know what that reminds me? If my dad asks, We followed the homemade recipe for his pie crust to the letter.
Sorry for unloading. I just haven't had anyone to vent to since Olivia left. Have you talked to her since she went to do Bitches of Eastwick?
No.
Hey, everything happens for a reason, right?
Yeah, apparently.
There it is again. That face.
Well, oh, come on. There's no face.
What is going on? You've been quiet ever since I got here. Who's that?
Don't hate me for this.
I'm here.
I won't hate you because you'll be dead.
Don't be mad at Dan. He was just trying to help. Look, I know I don't do holidays well, but if you give me another chance, I promise I can make it up to you. I called Rufus on the way over here, and he said that we're more than welcome to join them.
What?
We can have the Thanksgiving that you want. What do you say?
Fine.
Great. Thank you.
Make yourself at home.
I'll give her one last shot. If it doesn't work, consider me moved in for the holidays.
Tripp, what are you doing here?
You wouldn't return my calls.
So you're stalking me now?
Yes, Serena. I'm stalking you. I thought our relationship wasn't complicated enough, so... And get this. Lily ran into Maureen and invited us for Thanksgiving, so... It looks like we'll be spending tomorrow together after all.
What? Tripp, won't that be weird?
It doesn't have to be. And besides... Now we get to spend some time together. That's all I care about. Even with everyone else around. To be near you one last time.
Why does this have to be so hard?
We're almost to your floor. Want me to come in?
Yes, which is why you can't. Then again, these elevators can't take forever.
Cyrus, enough. Yes, enough.
I will tell her.
I will. All right, goodbye. Cyrus says that he misses you and loves you, blah, 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 blah.
Sorry, I had to run out before store closes. I bring Babka and make decaf. You have to be up early for flight.
No, Babka. Dorota, I have to turn in now. It's 3:00 in the morning for me.
I should sleep early, too. I agreed to work at Miss Lily's tomorrow. Big Thanksgiving for them all of a sudden, but she offered me time and a half, so...
Good night, dear.
Wait! I have a wonderful idea. Why don't we spend Thanksgiving with Lily? And Serena.
What are you talking about?
You know how much I love Thanksgiving. The parade on TV. I'm 19. Childhood memories are slipping away already.
Well, let me at least call Lily, see if it's all right.
I am not getting on that plane until I know my mother's secret, and her secret is in that envelope. What are you clutching?
Miss Eleanor asked me to pick up some things for Paris. It's private.
You know it isn't. The INS tip line. Oh, my God. That's why she's changing her will? My mother's pregnant.
God bless you.
Hey. Yo. I just came from a meeting with hotel security. Elevator cameras caught a hotel guest pulling the emergency stop to have a makeout session with their boyfriend.
You just love your job, don't you?
It was Serena and Trap.
Well, I guess he's not leaving Maureen over a Hudson hero.
No, I bet that's what he's telling Serena. It's less messy that way when he bolts in 6 months. Come on. How often does the other woman get a happily ever after?
Someone needs to get through to her before it's too late.
You know, Serena, whoever tries better bring a sledgehammer.
Security, please.
Happy Thanksgiving. When did you sneak in?
I took service elevator.
Oh, you don't have to do that. Vanya's on duty. I'm sure he'd love to see you. Mother.
Surprise. Surprise.
Hello, Lily. This is the mystery guest.
Well, when Rufus called and found out that I was feeling well enough to travel, we thought we'd surprise you.
How wonderful. Opening the door is his job, Mom. That's why he's called the doorman. It's not derogatory.
Rufus, thank you again so much for inviting us.
Cece, this is Gabriella Abrams and her daughter Vanessa. This is Cece, Lily's mom.
Lovely to see you. Hello, Daniel.
You're looking well, Cece.
I am, aren't I?
This table is exquisite.
Well, Lily, looks like we have a lot to talk about. As do you and Rufus.
What's the matter, Mother? Is the smoke salmon making you nauseous?
No, I'm just a little jet lagged. Oh, Charles, brut rosé, my favorite.
That's what Blair said when she suggested I pick it up.
Yes, Mother, you simply must have some tonight.
I'm not in the champagne mood.
But you love champagne.
I didn't say I didn't love it. I said I'm not in the mood.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. I was just telling Tripp what a pleasant surprise it was when I ran into Lily.
We really appreciate the invitation.
Yes, especially since you and Tripp have been working all those long hours.
Serena's been a great help.
You must be so proud he has such a strong work ethic.
Yes, that's him. So, where should I put my coat?
Here, let me take that.
Thank you.
There's Nate. I should say hello.
Hardest part's over. We'll get through this, okay?
Serena, my dear, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. I didn't know you guys were coming. Either of you?
Surprise! Isn't this just the best holiday? Hello, Congressman. Where's your lovely wife?
Is it me, or is my daughter just getting crazier and crazier?
Little Thanksgiving proclamation. You two ever play grab ass in my elevator again, and Serena will be staying at an airport Marriott. Happy holidays.
Hi.
Hi.
Are Tripp and Serena having an affair? Nate, please. I don't want to hurt anyone. I just want him back.
I'm sorry, Murray, but I think I have a way we can end it quickly and quietly. I don't know if you want to see this.
If it will end it, I do.
Where are you dragging me? Haven't you ever heard of a whispered aside?
What did Eric do at Cotillion?
What do you mean?
I mean, I invited Jonathan for Thanksgiving, and he texted me back saying he was surprised that Eric and I were still even friends after that night.
Please. You of all people respect a well-thought-out sabotage. Although you came through unscathed, Eric's plan was solid.
Eric's plan?
Stealing your escort, leaving you stranded at the top of the stairs. It was all his idea. By the way, how do you find having a sibling? Someone whose sole purpose on Earth is to compete for your parents' love and attention?
If everyone could please find their seats.
Right now, I'm having a holiday.
I am so happy we're sitting next to each other, Lisa.
Excuse me. Cece, tell me everything about Rufus and Lily's wedding. I was boycotting the floral industry or I would have been there myself.
Tragically, I wasn't invited. Apparently, my son-in-law felt it better if I didn't attend.
Rufus?
Mom, it's none of your business.
You didn't want Lily's own mother at your wedding?
Fifth wedding. But still.
Lily told me you were still too sick to travel.
Thank you, but I mean, I've been in remission since the middle of August.
But Lily didn't come home till October.
Oh, perhaps I'm wrong. It's hard to keep track. Wine?
Why does my mom have to stick her nose into everyone's business?
Oh, come on, Cece's heart pumps secrets in June. It's not your mom's fault.
You've been defending her all day and ignoring me. What's going on with you? And you're making that face again.
No, all right, look, this is getting ridiculous.
Jenny, have you ever heard of someone starting to make a brand new face at 19?
I don't know, ask Eric. He's mastered too.
Excuse me?
They told me you were responsible for sabotaging me at Cotillion.
What?
You don't have anything to say to me?
Sweet potatoes are bland.
Mother, there's some camembert from artisanal. It's unpasteurized, don't you want some?
That's not what's come into you.
Into me? Try you. You're the one who's pregnant.
Lily and I would like to thank you all for coming to our first Thanksgiving as a family. Now, before she gets back, I'd like to tell you a joke that I tell every year, which Lily has expressly forbidden. A group of pilgrims decide to start a band. And they begin looking for lead singers.
How can you two sit there smiling? Don't you have any sense of decency?
Maureen.
No, not one second more. Trip and I are going to grow old together. Without you. Or I make my own.
Where did you get that?
He'll be a political joke. And you'll be a punchline. Your affair ends now.
When it's done, one of the oldest women says, stop.
Serena.
That's what I call Plymouth Rock. You know what? Why don't we just eat?
I've lost my appetite. And I want pie.
Kids. Oh, what makes you an expert?
I'm so glad you invited me, Rufus.
Cheers.
Mom, I can explain. It's not what it looks like.
So you're not having an affair with a married man?
No, I'm not having an affair.
I saw you kissing him, Serena.
A kiss that we didn't even have until after he decided to leave his wife.
Do you know what it feels like to be left? Because I do.
Well, it isn't like it was with you. Tripp actually cares about me.
No, you think so? Well, why don't you take a look at what he's doing? Leaving someone who up until today thought the exact same thing. Walk away, Serena. Until you do, you're not welcome in this home.
So I don't get it. You hate me, but you've been pretending to be my friend this entire time?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Why wouldn't you just tell me you were mad? At least then we could fight about it.
You lost any rights to honesty when you chose being queen over our friendship.
That's not what happened.
Every time you did something bad, I defended you to Jonathan. He got sick of me making excuses for you all the time, so I decided to try to beat you at your own game.
That was a mistake.
I figured if I could take you down just once, so you could know how it feels to be the one getting egged, and maybe you'd realize what you'd become, and everything could go back to the way it was.
But that didn't happen. And you lost Jonathan because of it.
I lost everything.
Not me.
Not if you apologize.
You say that now, but you've become a totally different person, and as a result, so have I. Apparently, I became someone that Jonathan no longer wanted to be with, and for that, I blame you. You told Kira she had to watch her back. Well, now you have to watch yours.
There you are.
Mother, how could you? And no offense to Cyrus, but do you think the world really needs another Aaron Rose?
Claire, you are completely off base.
Thanksgiving always has secrets. And in your case, it's a miracle.
I am not pregnant. I did come back to change my will to reflect my new property. Cyrus and I are moving to Paris full time.
But you love New York. You always said anyone who lives anywhere else is fooling themselves.
Perhaps it's time for me to step back and let you make Manhattan your own. Besides, Cyrus and I did find a lovely penthouse flat on the Ile Saint-Louis, right across from your favorite restaurant.
There's Rue de Beaujolais. Oh, that poulet roti has risen enough to move. Mother, I'm sorry. For being so crazy. You pregnant? I mean, come on. We both know you closed your business a long time ago. But then, whose test was it?
Test?
Miss Walters. I know the rot is upstairs. She won't return my calls. Please, tell her whatever I did. I am sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'll be honest, this isn't the Thanksgiving I'd hoped for.
Look, I don't mean to be presumptuous. But don't you think it's a little odd that Lily didn't tell you the truth about when her mother went into remission?
I trust Lily, and when she's ready to explain, she will.
Yes, but...
You know, I think I need more whipped cream.
What is wrong with you?
I care about Rufus. I was being honest.
Just like you being honest when I laid out my entire paycheck to get us tickets to see Hair, and you told me you'd rather spend the whole show talking to a homeless man?
He was a vet. This is who I am. I care about people.
You know, it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was trying to think this was a mistake. Maybe I should go.
For once, Mom, I agree.
Gabriella.
I'm sorry. I can only imagine what you're feeling. What we did, what I did, was wrong. I never meant to hurt anyone. And I hurt you. I promise I'll never see Trip again.
What are you doing in here?
I wanted to go to my room, but then I forgot it's not my room anymore. What do you want?
Chuck told me what happened. He did the right thing.
Why do I feel so bad?
Doing the right thing takes courage and strength. At least that's what I've heard. And anything that hard is only made more difficult by not having your best friend by your side. Sorry you had to go through it alone.
I'm sorry, too. For everything.
What are you doing this weekend?
Eating leftovers and feeling horrible.
No. You're coming to Paris?
What, I am?
My mom and I are catching a red-eye tonight. If you're going to be sad, you might as well be sad in Paris. Chuck can shop for sweaters with Harold and Ramon, and we can wander Notre Dame and spend time, just the two of us, like we haven't for so long. Is your passport here?
In the safe upstairs.
Then you're ready to go. Come on. I love you.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed Thanksgiving.
There's still dessert.
You're wonderful.
Why did you stay with Cece after she got better instead of coming home to me?
Well, my mother and I were finally connecting. I think faced with her illness, she became a different person. She was loving and kind, and I wanted to stay and enjoy this person for as long as I could.
You could have told me that.
I know, and I should have, but I knew it was selfish leaving you here in charge of the kids and everything, and so I lied. And then I just continued to lie to cover it up.
So, that's it then? You love me so much, you couldn't let me go.
Well, you weren't supposed to hear that, Mother.
I'm glad I did. I now have a witness if she ever tries to tell me how insufferable I am.
I'm going to go clear the table.
Thank you, Mother.
So I take it you didn't tell him about your little trip this summer?
No, and I'd like to keep it that way.
When will you learn, my love, that some secrets can't stay hidden?
Well, this one will.
Let's hope so. No. I eat later.
This isn't for you. It's for Vanya.
Tom Colicchio live in building. I'm sure he's sent plate already. Mr. Rufus, good cook, but not top chef. This plate is the plate he wants.
Oh.
You are going to have to talk to him eventually.
Not for 2 or 3 months at least.
Sirota.
You not understand. We're not married. My parents start next Polish-Soviet war. Russia once again not victor, believe me.
Oh, good luck.
Good luck.
Bye.
Well, I guess it's a good thing you travel light.
Look, I appreciate your concern, Dan. I do, but it's a waste of time. We're too far apart.
Well, you're not as different as you think. Did you know she petitioned to keep a historic bar from closing in Brooklyn last year? And she spent the end of the summer rebuilding community gardens in Alphabet City. She loves you. She does. I think she just wishes you'd spend half the time on her that you do on these people you don't even know. And when you do, trust me, I really think you'll see how amazing she is.
I can't believe I didn't see this till now.
What?
Oh, you're in love with her. It's all over your face.
No, that's
Yeah.
Oh, I'll let you guys be alone.
Can't believe what you did.
You had a choice, Trip. Seems like you made it.
What do you mean? Now, thanks to you, Maureen can cause a huge scandal. I lose everything.
Will you lose your career? Trip, you've already lost Serena. The fact that this is just now occurring to you makes me pretty sure I did the right thing.
Why didn't you tell him the truth?
That is the truth. Okay, Serena deserves someone who would sacrifice anything to be with her.
Even if that means stealing a security tape from his best friend's business? Tell her how you feel. Give her a chance to be with a guy who does deserve her.
Gibson guitar. Vinyl collection. Guess this really isn't Bart's office anymore.
Yeah, except I'm sure my mom hasn't given Rufus the combo to the safe yet.
Although, now that Bart's not around to keep files on everybody, maybe you guys don't need one.
What are you still doing here?
I couldn't leave.
I could help you out with that. The elevator comes, you get on it, and we never see you again.
I don't care if Maureen has our affair. I don't care if they run me out of Congress for it. All I care about is you. If I'm going to leave Maureen, which I just told her I am, I want to do it with you by my side. I'm going to be downstairs waiting in my car to go I hope you'll join me.
Wow. I didn't think he had it in him.
What do I do?
Cole. I love you.
I love you too.
What is that?
It's from my father. It's postmarked from weeks ago, and it's been open.
Mom, we have to go.
Oh, it's okay. I need to be alone.
Where are you going?
Tripp and his wife have left, and you did the right thing.
Actually, Tripp is divorcing Maureen. He's waiting for me downstairs. We're going away together.
I thought we understood each other, Serena.
We do. I'm not welcome in your home, so.
You're still responsible for breaking up his marriage. Don't go through with this. It is a huge mistake, one that you will regret for the rest of your life.
You want to talk to me about mistakes? You don't get to judge me. Ever again.
After the yelling died down, I thought I'd take a chance. You might be ready for some pie and coffee.
Well, my daughter and I have had our first heart-to-heart talk in ever. Thank you.
Of course.
It's all because of you. But don't worry. We're going to move to a hotel for the rest of the weekend.
Well, you don't have to leave. I mean, you're welcome to stay. As long as you like.
Okay. About what I said before, you gave me some great advice, so I'm going to return the favor. When Vanessa told you her feelings all those years ago, you broke her heart. And your friendship almost didn't recover. So, unless you're sure that my daughter's who you want to be with, I suggest you keep your feelings to yourself. Because if you break her heart this time, your friendship won't survive. And that would be a tragedy, because you are a great friend for her.
Thank you.
Hey, Mom. Paul Hoffman, that guy that I told you about, he just texted me and his parents are in town and wants to meet for a drink. You want to go?
I don't know. Dan, do I?
Yeah. She likes him a lot. I think you should meet him.
Great. All right, let's do it.
Yay!
Serena!
Excuse me if I didn't say goodbye, but after what you did...
Don't go.
What?
Don't go with Tripp.
Hey.
Okay, I know what I did was wrong. I'm sorry, I did it because... ever since last week... ever since 3 years ago when you left. Please don't get in the car. Just stay here with me. Just give me a chance. Serena? You coming?
You come visit us in Vermont?
I will.
Thanks for everything.
Another Thanksgiving has come and gone.
You know what? I like your new face. Cute.
And what am I most thankful for? The truth. Sometimes it's the truth you've been trying not to face, or the truth that will change your life. Sometimes it's the truth that's a long time coming.
Up until now, I have sworn to myself that I'm content.
truth you prayed would never see the light of day.
Lil! Lily,
have you seen the other wedding album?
I want to show CC the pictures of me jamming with Kim and Thurston.
Oh,
You okay?
Oh, yes, everything's fine. I'll grab it.
Hey. Do you mind if I stay?
Yes. But that's why I love you.
Come on. Let's go get drunk.
Some truths may not be heard the way we hoped they would. But they linger long after they've been said.
Oh, I didn't see you, Miss Vanderbilt.
Sorry, Dorota. I forgot my coat. It's been kind of a crazy night.
Please, tell Lily and Rufus everything was wonderful.
But the kind of truth I'm most thankful for? The one you never see coming, that falls right into your lap. XOXO, Gossip Girl.